Hello, this is Mrs. Ross again. I'm here to do the second installment of Mrs. Ross Reads Poems in Terrible Accents. And you're in for a treat today because it is going to be an Irish accent. We are going to be looking at Storm on the Island by Seamus Heaney, who was a Northern Irish poet. So, buckle up, here we go. We are prepared. We build our houses squat, sink walls in rock and roof them with good slate. This wizened earth has never troubled us with hay, so as you see, there are no stacks or stooks that can be lost, nor are there trees which might prove company when it blows full blast. You know what I mean. Leaves and branches can raise a tragic chorus in a gale, so that you can listen to the thing you fear, forgetting that it pummels your house too. But there are no trees, no natural shelter. You might think the sea is company, exploding comfortably down the cliffs, but no. When it begins, the flung spray hits the very windows, spits like a tame cat turned savage. We just sit tight while the wind dives and strafes invisibly. Space is a salvo. We are bombarded by the empty air. Strange. It is a huge nothing that we fear. So that was the reading of the poem. Some key quotes that you might want to revise. At the beginning, it starts with "We are prepared," so there is that confidence at the start. But very quickly, it moves on to feelings of fright. So we have the verb "pummels" to describe the wind, which is, the idea of attacking and that personification there. We have the simile when they're describing the sea. So we said it spits like a tame cat turned savage. So that's the idea that something you trust and something that you think you understand can suddenly turn against you. I think I sound a little Irish there. And lastly, we have kind of that war imagery, all those words in the semantic field of war. So you have ideas like strafes and salvo. And if you looked at kind of a glossary, those have to do with gunfire. And also the word bombarded, so that quite aggressive verb to show that they're kind of being overtaken and overpowered. So you have all of that kind of negative imagery right near the end. But then that last line, it's a huge nothing that we fear. It's quite ambiguous. It could be saying that actually we're fearing something that's invisible, because if you're thinking about winds, etc., those are things that you can't actually see, but they do cause panic. So it's nothing because you can't actually see it. Or maybe the idea that actually you have nothing to fear. And maybe the message at the end is that you shouldn't be afraid, because all of these things maybe suggest that you are protected and that you don't need to fear the storm. So it is ambiguous at the end there. You can kind of look for your own interpretation, but really you should be looking for words that have to do with safety, and fear and helplessness to really help guide your interpretation of the poem there. So thank you very much for listening, and I will see you with the next installment.